Hey, Shahad, how's it going, man?
It's going good, and I'm looking forward to another episode of our podcast. And we've covered a range of verticals from healthcare to fintech to crypto, and this is largely in the same bucket.
Yeah, today it's like a more kind of a blended kind of a thing, right? I mean, it's
Yeah.
kind of health insurance with tech.
Yeah.
Very excited to have our guest with us, Sanchit. Hey, Sanchit, how are you today on this very gray, I would say, afternoon in Delhi? I don't know. Is that same reality holds where you are? How are things going?
Hey Nikhil, thank you so much for having me on the show. Right now I'm in Bangalore. It's pretty sunny out here.
Yeah. So so
So
much arrogance when it comes to this weather thing, no? I mean, like, it's pretty sunny out there. No, Sanjay, jokes aside, thanks a lot for finding the time. And I was very excited to, have a chat with you. Obviously, we do fairly extensive research on our guests, or we'd like to think that we do. Would love to, start by first understand what you guys are doing at Pascare. I mean, obviously, you guys are pretty close to the employer insurance end of things, and you also have previously founded Townscript. So, you've kind of come from a fairly long track record of starting and scaling up startups. So, very, very, very excited to have you. And yeah, the floor is all yours. So, we'd love to, first know a bit more about your journey at Pascare, and what's the main problem statement that made you start this venture?
Like, I mean, if I speak about Pascare, right? So the whole idea of starting was that, I mean, B2B has been strength as an individual. I was looking for an idea, especially where there is a problem which is, I mean, too huge. I mean, the market has to be very huge. And I found out that B2B insurance in India today is where the B2C insurance was 10 years ago, right? As a retail product, you can go to somebody like Policybazaar and buy car insurance in just a single click, and then you do your self-car inspection, and then you're done, right? But when it comes to corporate insurance, from buying to administering to claiming, the whole process today is very broken. It is happening over phone calls and emails, as we both are talking, right? So that made me realize that this is the place where technology will definitely come in the longer term. And it's the right time to be in this space. And pandemic had accelerated the adoption of insurance as a product in general, especially the individual human beings insurance, which includes life insurance, health insurance, and accidental cover. So slowly my idea evolved from corporate insurance to employee insurance, and then to an employee benefit suite, where you can actually administer from insurances to health benefits on the platform itself. So the problem started out, I think the core of the problem is because everyone has been operating over phone calls and emails till today. So the problem statement for very small companies is that is of the accessibility of the product for their employees, right? If I'm an employer, where should I'm actually a founder, right? So I see as a founder, for me, I mean, I have so many things. When I wake up in the morning, insurance is like paying tax. I mean, I have to buy it for my employees, but my priority is to grow the business, right? So where should I go and buy? It always lies in the low priority, but it is a necessity as well, right? So I mean, where should I go and buy, right? So there has been a lot of friction for that, and nobody has looked into this space till now, and we see that there is a huge opportunity. And as we grow as an organization, the administration bit becomes a huge challenge for the employer, and that's what we are solving today.
Right. So, I mean, how do you characterize yourself, like, in regulatory terms? I mean, you would characterize yourself primarily as an intermediary, as a broker. You're not in the business of underwriting. Is that a correct characterization?
Correct. We are a tech plus tech platform plus marketplace. I mean, that's how we function, right? So we're a tech-driven broking firm, right? So we have a license from IRDAI to actually distribute the products, right? So we are actually a distribution play rather than being an underwriting play. So that's correct.
And one thing that one kind of keeps on hearing, for example, in the Indian context, is that in India, there's nothing known as health insurance. It's mainly hospital insurance, right? If there is a if there's an emergency, some procedure needs to be done, yeah, sure, you're covered. But when it comes to, you know, day-to-day healthcare, when it comes to things like electives, the kind of plans which are available, you know, they kind of are, they fall fairly short. But I'm assuming that now that there is an explosion in the insurance market itself, right? I mean, the penetrations are so low and so many guys are looking at it. What kind of innovations are you seeing on the product end, you know, which you end up distributing through PassCare?
Yeah, see, you're right here when you say that the insurance has been primarily in hospitalization product, right? Mm-hmm. So the major reason for that being is a limited healthcare infrastructure, right? And also not so great infrastructure which insurers have built with the hospitals, right? So there is a gap there, and that's why outpatient benefits were lagging.
Yeah.
Now, these insurers are doing a lot of work on that front, where, and we are also influencing them, and we are also closely working with them to create OPD products, which actually does not only cover your in-hospitalization, but also covers outpatient benefits for the employee or for an individual. Secondly, in terms of the innovation, till today, the insurers, so they were not able to penetrate. It's more from the, not from the product experience perspective, but from the distribution perspective. The problem has been that there was no one way where actually I could distribute the products really well digitally,
right?
To the end customers, right? So everything has been done manually. Mm-hmm. We see that there is a huge, huge potential, because if you see the market, right, the SMB market is so huge, and that is underserved. And we see that there also insurers have a lot of interest, and they want to tap into that space.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Sanjay, just trying to understand here, you know, the insurance space, yeah, you explained it and we understand it's a B2B play. The sort of, you know, the buzzword that people use, insurtech, like, can we just touch upon like what the tech angles are, which are, I mean, understand the synergy efficiencies that distribution can leverage from tech, but are there other tech nuances that that are critical in the ecosystem?
Definitely, yes. Mm-hmm. So first it starts from distribution, right? Mm-hmm. The problem area which tech solves is the price discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Second problem area that it solves is the administration of the benefits, right? So for example, if you are actually providing insurance to 500 employees, right? So mm-hmm. if you need to add people in your insurance plan, remove people from your insurance plan, then imagine if you have like 500 employees in your company, and then that means you have 1,000, like if you are covering spouse and kids as well and parents as well. Mm-hmm. So you have 1,200 people covered, and your claim incident ratio is approximately 7-10%, right? So that means you're talking about almost 100 people get filing for claims in a year.
Yeah.
And in a year, you have 365 days. That means you are getting claim every other day. Every other day, you will have a claim coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And today, everything is happening over phone calls and emails.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the same reason, it becomes a huge nightmare for any administration team.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it becomes a huge challenge for the employee as well. Because mm-hmm. what they get is they just get emails from their HR team that this is the kind of cover.
Mm-hmm.
And they're always confused. Either they have to reach out to the... they're not aware, or they're confused at the time of claim. They're supposed to reach out to the broker,
mm.
or they are supposed to reach out to the insurer, or they're supposed yeah. to reach out to the TPA,
right.
right? So it becomes a very cumbersome process for the whole ecosystem.
Yeah.
So from price discovery to administration to claiming those benefits, the whole process is what the tech is solving in the whole play.
How do you see, you know, like data pan out? Like, for example, like one of the major things that you had mentioned earlier was that, you know, when it comes to underwriters looking at the SMB space, distribution is a major issue for them. And I'm assuming that, you know, also from the perspective of just pricing, I kind of, you know, have a bit of a background in insurance myself. I used to cover insurance companies when I was, you know, based out of the UK. And I remember very, you know, vividly that we were looking at specifically an, you know, a company who used to underwrite enhanced annuities or impaired annuities. Right. And their entire model of underwriting was based on a proprietary engine. So basically, if a regular underwriter would ask 20 questions, these guys would ask like 65 questions. And that's what helped them price annuities to people who were exceptionally sick or who had lifestyle conditions. So, I mean, I think that's, I mean, so data plays a major role, right? And where do, you know, players like Pascare fit into this entire equation? Because you, like, being the, you know, guys at the distribution end, the end user data is something that all flows through you. So how do you see tech play a role there?
Like, I mean, honestly, I'm very impressed by the way you have thought about it and your experience in the industries. I mean, that's a very good question that you have asked, right, Nikhil? So there, if you see data today, right, because everything is happening manually, right? Data lies in the Excel sheets of insurers and brokers,
right?
And also the TPAs. So it's all scattered, right?
Right.
So today, you see, imagine if I have like 2 million or 3 million people on my platform.
Mm-hmm.
One platform will have the data of how employers are administering, what kind of cover do they provide,
yeah,
and what kind of claim experience in terms of like what kind of diseases people are claiming with, right? What's the behavior there in terms of the claim, right? So the whole data will now lie at one place in a very clean manner.
Mm-hmm.
That will help us in creating better products for the companies,
right,
and their employees. And eventually it will also help us in creating more value for the insurers, right? Over the service providers. So we will definitely be able to influence the underwriters in the longer term when we have more and more data lying on our platform. That will actually play a very, very important role. So today, the only parameter which any insurer uses is that what's the age, to actually calculate the premium, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why not more data, right? Why can't we aggregate the data really well and actually maybe have more parameters? As you said that the other companies were taking input of only 20 parameters, but they were taking parameters, 65 parameters. So more parameters we can have, better premium or more customized premium you can actually underwrite,
mm-hmm,
which is more efficient both for the customer and for the insurance company as well.
Yeah.
And that can only happen through tech. I mean, if you operate over phone calls and emails, so that's a limitation that it brings in. So that's where we see that there is a huge potential of tech.
But, you know, while you're saying that, it's interesting. I mean, I'm not kind of just making a point, which is probably not relevant directly to your business. But I think one of the other challenges which kind of, come, especially in the Indian market, is especially in like, non-life or health plans, be it like car insurance or health insurance, is just the level of price competitiveness, right, that the underwriters have. Like, I think we have all gone through those cycles where we buy a car insurance for 1 year and then upon renewal, we just shop around, see if there is a discount being offered on a new plan, we ditch the earlier plan and move on, right? So with that kind of intense price competition, data in the immediate run would not give that kind of a margin, discount to the end user. Do you see that also as a challenge?
Ultimately insurance is a commodity, right? So insurance as a product is a commodity, but it's a necessity commodity, which is a necessity, right?
Mm.
So as a marketplace, right? So our job is to create value for all the different people that are there in the ecosystem, whether it is the customer or the insurer. So sometimes, I mean, you are right. I mean, at one point of time, one insurer gets more aggressive because they need to create more books for themselves, right? Or they become more aggressive because the claim ratios which they have are on the lower side.
Mm-hmm.
So they have flexibility because they do premiums year on year.
Right.
So and also depends on the size of the book, mm-hmm, that the insurer has, right? So bigger the size, bigger the flexibility for the insurer to actually play around when it comes to the premiums. So I think there are multiple factors here, and I mean, it's a, at the end of the end of the day, it's a commodity. But the value that the platform creates is for both the supplier and the buyer, right? So that's where we as a platform create more value for the whole ecosystem, which is in the discovery of or cross connection of both the parties, right? So and that's where we create value, and we become more valuable for the whole ecosystem.
Right. Right. No, this is super fascinating. So, Sanjit, where do you see, what's the evolution for Passcare in the future? You know, is it going to be, you know, like you already have, I would say, 2-3 buckets of products, right? You do health and wellness, you do COVID insurance, you obviously do group plans. So do you see more and more expansion in that product suite? Or do you see yourselves getting into new categories like motor insurance or fire, property? How do you see yourself pan out?
So, I mean, we are actually an employer-employee platform, mm-hmm. which actually adds, in the form of context, which adds more value to both employer and employee and whatever the benefits you as an employer are providing to the employee. So, or what is the value that employee is getting from their employer, and wherever can we enhance the value that he or she is able to get. So the whole idea here is that actually we want to create a full suite of employee benefits platform, and that's where we'll keep on expanding. And we are very clear that we will actually be a platform play rather than being a manufacturing play. We'll actually own the distribution. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Sanjit, like, since you've got a B2B focus, and like, are there any other, let's call it comparables, or not just competitors, but comparables who have sort of tackling the space, or aspirational comps, if you will, in other markets who've really taken a tech first view and scaled up B2B insurance distribution play?
Yeah, so see, I mean, every good market has to have some comparables. So you're talking from international perspective or India perspective?
If there's a domestic operator, sure, but I was asking more from an international perspective.
From international perspective, if you want to compare, what we are doing is, will be very comparable to somebody like Zenefits, mm-hmm. the benefit side of the Zenefits, mm-hmm. or somebody like benefit side of the Rippling, they all are like multi-billion dollar companies. Mm-hmm. So that's where, if you want to make a comparison, we will actually fall into that category of company. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, how do you see, I mean, like, as of now, I think, like, while talking to you also, I think we are fairly early in our journey, right, in terms of the entire sectoral shift, in terms of, you know, things moving more from, you know, paper and phone calls and emails to technology platforms. I guess distribution naturally is the first leg of that journey, and this would eventually, you know, kind of square into data. And there is a lot of buzz around InsurTech also from a funding ecosystem standpoint. A lot of interest is coming in from a sheer technological standpoint. Like, I remember, like, in the UK, I mean, insurance is a fairly sophisticated market, and I mean, close to like 5-6 years back, when I was there, at that time we were, you know, already talking about things like telematics, you know, putting boxes in vehicles to track driver performance and then pricing premiums based on that. So those kind of innovations, do you see that coming in like the short term, the medium term in the Indian ecosystem, or is it still early days and we first need to, you know, optimize the distribution, make it more discoverable, increase the penetration, and then we can kind of, you know, then we might actually look at those problems?
Yeah, so I think you're actually right here. So first, in any market, right? So the problem, whatever my vanilla product is, right? So whatever my product is, I need to actually increase the distribution of that, mm-hmm. right? And increase the penetration of that product into the ecosystem. And then once that happens, then you see like innovation in the product itself, right? So that's how we see the behavior, right? So whether you talk about FMCG or any kind of industry, right? Or even for say like credit cards as an example, right? So I think the problem statement as of today in the short term of next 3-4 years will be the problem of increasing the distribution. I think that's the biggest challenge which we have with India, the huge economy. And whosoever cracks distribution will actually be able to create a lot of value for the whole ecosystem. Then I think second will be from then I think once that happens, then in the midterm, we will start seeing the innovation in the product itself, right? So you'll have more data online, you'll have people like insurance companies will become more tech savvy in the next 3-4 years as we are seeing adoption. And then we will see a lot of innovation in the product itself, right? In next midterm, like after like 3 years or 4 years. So that's what my answer to this point will be.
Right.
And Sanjit, like switching towards more on the, you know, the finance and business side, how's the VC funding environment been for, you know, like, and the reason I ask is fintechs and insurtechs and these have been sort of fairly hot for the last couple of years. And you yourself raised a bunch of money, right, from I think 314 and BNext. How's that journey been and how do you see the environment, you know, what the when VC looks at this space, what are the, some of the key things that you're seeing?
So, this is very exciting times for the industry, right? So, I think why VCs are betting on this is because insurance is one of the oldest industries, yeah. And it is mm-hmm. waiting to get disrupted through tech. Mm-hmm. So, that's why, and it's a very large market. So, I mean, everyone needs insurance, right? So, mm-hmm. It's a necessity. So first, why fintech? There was a fintech wave because, I mean, as an economy grows, right? So you focus on wealth creation, right? So there are a lot of wealth creating products came in the game and they actually did really well. And they're growing from SlicePay to Paytms of the world who have become so large right now and they're actually growing as well. And then insurance, like in BFSI, right, banking finance, mm-hmm. this is also one of the second product that comes into the picture.
Yeah,
it's a necessity. It's an important product. And next 10 years, we feel that is for insurance and fintech. There is a lot of VC interest, mainly because of the large market and large money making opportunity, and also it's not a winner take all market, right? So mm-hmm. any financial services market is not a winner take all market. Yeah. It's a huge market, and even if you gain like 1% of the market, right, so you can make a huge company out of it.
Right. You know, on distribution, like, you know, there is a very interesting thing which for example, even in Europe, right, I mean, when you look at southern European countries, bank driven distribution has played a major role when it comes to insurance products. Right, I mean, so-called bank assurance model, and even in India, like if you look at like, you know, like an SBI card, an SBI Life, or an LIC. I mean, LIC being an exception, but at least in SBI Life, I mean, it's kind of a very bank-driven model, and which kind of, you know, takes things forward. Do you see that as a potentially? I mean, I know you are kind of in the B2B2C space, so might not be a like-for-like example. But do you see bank-driven distribution to be an opportunity, or do you see that as some sort of a threat? How do you view it?
Bank assurance has been a primary source of like distribution for quite a many companies, as you rightly said. Like, for example, ICICI, so
yeah.
It's a pretty huge distribution channel, right, through bank. And so the only thing is that as I mentioned, it's such a huge market, right? So, everyone will have his or her own space,
right?
So, and I mean, bank assurance is definitely required. So see, ultimately we all are doing that job of increasing the penetration, right? So, right. I mean, banks are also playing an important role when it comes to, like mutual funds as a channel, right? So they are also playing a very important role in terms of wealth management as a product. Right? So insurance is also one product which I think they have been doing. However, why fintechs have been able to do really well is because of their power of fast distribution through tech.
Right.
So I think like for Zerodha, I mean, if there is ICICI Direct, then there is Zerodha as well. Right. So same will happen in our industry as well. So I think they will coexist. However, the power of tech is that it's so fast, right? So mm-hmm. and the penetration, it increases so significantly high. So I think I won't consider bank assurance as a competition to Because my answer is that it's such a huge market.
Right, understood. No, very interesting. Now, last question, Sanchit. I mean, you obviously come, you know, this is like you're a serial entrepreneur of sorts. You already had a successful exit on Townscript, but obviously sectorally you have kind of, you know, pivoted in a very different direction, right? From Townscript to Passcare. I just want to ask you, like, more in a personal capacity, how did you manage the entire knowledge piece here? You know, because they are so different, you know, in terms of the space or in terms of the sector.
Yeah, you are right. So I think the common thing between the both is technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a tech entrepreneur, and I feel that wherever I go, I need to enable technology in that space, right? So that has been my core. That's my core strength as an entrepreneur, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to sectoral shift, I mean, the biggest reason for that is that actually, when I had an exit, the first thing which actually really made me impressed was financial services space overall. So, and at this time, I wanted to operate in a very large market was also one reason. So, mm-hmm. I mean, events in India is a very niche space. So yes, you are right. There was a huge learning curve for me as an individual also, right? I did not many courses on insurance and also financial services and how mature countries like UK and US, what kind of players are there. Definitely my strength is more on the tech side rather than the insurance side. But I think you always have a self-learning mindset as an entrepreneur, right? So where you can always learn and you can always... I mean, at the end of the day, I'm an entrepreneur and my job is to have people who are better than me in my team in different space. Like, for example, we have one of the best minds in our team from insurance industry. And also, they understand the tech really well. So, we have a great mix. And from them, I learn a lot about insurance. But now, actually, I feel I am an insurance broker or insurance agent myself because as an individual, I've been... in this space for now more than 1 year, so I'm actually an insurance sales guy.
Right. Super fascinating. Any lessons you learned from Townscript? Like always, you know, one says that when you do your first venture and then after that when you do your second, I mean usually things change, you know, like one has a more refined view about things. So what were your learnings?
Yeah, so I mean if I was starting something like Townscript today, I wouldn't have started. So that's the So I mean, that's actually good, and that's also bad as well, right? So
right.
You need some bit of naiveness. You need some bit of huge amount of energy in you, which actually as a first time entrepreneur you have, right? So I mean, we never looked. I mean, those were the early days. Like this was in 2013, right? There was not much data and. Actually, at that time, the only thing which was there in my mind was that, hey, I want to do something big in life, right? I want to do something different, right? So, but later on, we realized that events in India is not a large market, right? So, but now today, there's so much of data, right? So, there's so much, I mean, there are not many second-time entrepreneurs. And even first-time entrepreneurs are so, so smarter than at the time when we were starting up. Because there's so much of knowledge that is there on internet, and it's crazy, right? So, I mean, today you have data as well, you have knowledge as well, you have defined playbooks to build and grow the business. So, I think if you're a first-time entrepreneur, you're at an edge because you have so much of energy, right? So, which maybe the second or third-time guy might not have. But I think the biggest learning from my previous company is that market is... everything, right? So you are actually a subset in the market,
right.
So you have to respect that and you have to go with the market, right? So you can't change the market. You can just find out good opportunities in the market,
right.
And if you want to build a large organization, then it has to be a large market. That's the biggest learning which I have.
Right. No, that's very that's a sensible piece of wisdom. And no, thank you so much, Sanchit. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And, it also helped me refresh my own insurance journey, albeit in a very different way. But no, wish you all the best for PassCare, and we wish you, you know, higher and bigger milestones in the future, and we'll definitely be, you know, watching out for your story.
Thank you so much, Nikhil. Really, really impressed by your knowledge in the space, and really enjoyed the conversation. It was super fun.
We are also super competent at, you know, faking our expertise. Just kidding. Anyways.
No.
Cool.
Actually, you asked me some really, really good questions, which I generally am not getting from, other guys when I have a chat with.
Yeah. Oh, our pleasure. I'm glad you enjoyed the chat. So, yeah, this is Nikhil Arora.
This is Sharad Tupran.
Signing off.